Christ.
啊，各位兄弟姐妹，早上好。
This morning we'll be looking at the passage James chapter 3 verse 1 to 12.
今早上的经文是取自于雅各书三章十一一到十二节。
I'll read to you from the ESV version. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth came blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both flesh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Have you ever been hurt by something that someone said to you?
你曾经因为有人对你说过某些东西而受到伤害吗？
Have you ever said something to someone to have hurt others?
你曾经说过什么东西而伤害到别人吗？
And regretted the moment after you said it.
而然后又立刻的后悔你所说的。
Human speech is powerful indeed.
人的言论的确是非常强而有力的。
It can build someone up or tear someone down.
它可以造就一个人，也可以摧毁一个人。
Words are very powerful tools we use to inspire someone.
言语是我们使用来激励人的一个非常强大的工具。
We use it to teach a subject with.
我们用它来教一个主题。
To tell someone we love them.
用来告诉某某人我们爱他。
We have words of wisdom.
我们有智慧的语言。
We have God's word.
那就是上帝的话语。
Speeches are made with words.
演讲是用文字。
Jokes are told with words.
讲笑话也是用文字。
Poems are written with words.
写诗也是用文字。
Songs are sung with words.
歌曲也是把文字唱出来。
陈连's favorite boy band Bee Gees even has a song entitled Words.
乐团 Bee Gees 有首歌语言言语。
Have you heard of it before? Words? Okay. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Yeah.
Your turn in Chinese, huh?
唯有言语，我也只有言语能把你的心带走。
So if you believe the Gibbs brothers, all words is all you need to take someone's heart away.
如果你相信乐团的那个 Gibbs brother, 只要把人的心带走，只需要言语。
How powerful indeed.
的确是强大的。
Some words are temporal.
有些话语是暂时的。
Some words are eternal.
有些话语是永恒的。
But when used negatively, it has a very damaging effect on people.
但是负面的使用对人有非常大的损害。
In our passage today, James also knows the power and danger of words.
在我们今天的经文里，雅各也知道话语的力量和危险。
Here, he gives emphasis on the nature of words, the use of our tongue.
在这里，他强调了话语的性质，就是舌头的性质。
Of course, the tongue is used as a metaphor for human speech and communication.
当然，舌头是被 用来比喻人的讲话和沟通。
He could have easily interchanged it with the mouth or the lips.
他也可以轻易的使用嘴或嘴唇来代替。
But why does James begin with his passage with a specific reference to teachers?
为什么雅各在这个经文里一开特别的指到师父呢？
Who do the teachers refer to?
啊，师父是指谁呢？
Why were they singled out by James here?
为什么雅各在这里特别指明他们呢？
James tells us that not every one of us should become teachers.
雅各告诉我们，不是每个人都应该成为师父的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
因为师父要受更重的判断。
Even though James is referring to the religious teachers in the church in the past.
虽然雅各指的是过去的教会的教宗师父。
But he is also speaking of a general principle of the roles and responsibilities of teachers.
但他也是在指所有教师的责任的一般原则。
Now these teachers include pastors, Sunday school teachers, theologians, and lecturers, etc.
这些教师包括了牧师、主日学的教师、神学家、讲师等。
As teachers, be it in school or in church, we have great power to impact the lives of our listeners.
在 作为教师，不管在学校或者教会，我们都有很大的能力来影响其他人的生命。
Religious teachers teachings shape the values and teachings and beliefs of our believers.
宗教的教义塑造信徒的价值观、神学和信仰。
In the words of Peter Parker, great power comes with great responsibility.
Peter Parker 说，极大的能力带来极大的责任。
Such words are so true even in the superhero universe.
这些话在超级英雄的世界里是多么的真实。
So let's talk a little about the power of words.
让我们谈一些语言的能力。
James gives us three examples of how a small thing could have a huge impact.
雅各给了我们三个说到一样小的东西如何产生一个巨大的影响的例子。
Now bits in the horse's mouth.
绝环放在马的嘴里。
Rudder on the ship.
船上的舵。
A small fire in the forest.
森林里的小火。
These metaphors are common everyday examples.
这些比喻是我们日常生活中常见到的例子。
They are universal.
他们是很普遍的。
They continue to be true even today.
即使到了今天，他们还是真实的。
James tells us that our tongue is a fire.
雅各告诉我们，我们的舌头是一个火。
James tells us that the tongue is small, but yet its effect is huge.
雅各告诉我们，舌头虽小，但是它的影响力是非常的大的。
Small words can convey big ideas.
简短的话语可以传达大的概念。
Small words can inspire great things.
简短的话语可以激发伟大的事情。
Short sermons can also be a great message.
简短的讲道也可以是一个伟大的讲道。
Shorter your sentences, sharper your thoughts.
较短的句子，较清晰的思维。
Small tongue, big words.
小的舌头，大的词汇。
James described the tongue as a fire, a world of unrighteousness.
雅各描述舌头像火，是个罪恶的世界。
A fiery tongue,
一个火热的舌头。
I call it the evil tongue.
我把它称为邪恶的舌头。
What is an evil tongue?
什么是邪恶的舌头呢？
An evil tongue is one which causes hurt to others.
邪恶的舌头是会伤害别人的。
It is used for evil purposes rather than for good.
它是被用于邪恶的目的，而不是用于良好的目的的。
Gossips and rumors are works of evil tongues.
流言和谣言是邪恶的舌头的产品。
Insults, unrestrained criticisms are products of evil tongues.
不收敛的批评是邪恶舌头的产品。
James makes it clear that our words have an enormous impact on our spiritual condition.
雅各清楚地表明，我们的话语对我们的灵命状态有很大的影响。
There is this American comedy TV series called Community.
有一个美国的喜剧系列叫做社区。
Who have heard of it before? Anyone?
有谁听过吗？
Only Pastor 小慧 and I. Okay, it is a story about a group of students in a community college.
这是一个有关于一群学生在一个社区学院的故事。
In one episode,
在其中一个情节里，
the girls in the study group.Britta, Shirley, and Annie were bullied by a group of mean girls in school.
一个学习组的女孩，有三个女孩 ，Britta, Shirley, 和 Annie 被学校另外一组的坏女孩欺负。
The three girls bond with their male friend Abed.
三个女孩接近他们的男性朋友阿比特。
By turning him into the ultimate mean girl machine with the purpose of getting back at the original mean girls.
把她改变成一个集中的坏女孩的机器，目的就是要为了进行报复。
Abed got carried away with his insults.
阿比特对他的他对别人的侮辱被冲昏了头脑
，and ended up also insulting his own friends in his own study group.
最后也造成他侮辱他自己学习组的朋友。
The only way to stop him was for him to give a set of destruct codes to Megan, played by Hilary Duff, and have her say these truthful insults to him.
唯一能阻止他的是由他自己提供一个所谓自毁代号代码的给由 Hilary Duff 所饰演的。Megan, 当他对他说那些真实的侮辱。
Let's watch a short clip on the next slide. Yep. Up the volume a bit. Yeah. Subtitles in Spanish if you know how to read.
Excuse me. We were going to sit there.
Oh, sorry, we didn't know, but now we're sitting here, so.
That's the problem.
You don't seriously expect us to get up and change seats for you.
Well, if you're further back, less people will see your roots.
Excuse me? Oh, the way you excuse your little mustache hairs. you know what? We're good people, so we will find seats elsewhere. It's called the high road.
I hope it leads to a salon. do you mind not looking at me?
I don't know. Do you mind that your face makeup doesn't match your neck? When I squint, you look like a circus clown.
Okay, I beg your pardon, geek.I don't even know your peanut-headed ass.
You're right, we've never met. Like your hair and dandruff shampoo.
Filet and Megan service for one.
Okay, Abed, let's get back to the table.
Yeah, Abed, go with your skank.
Or keep going, up to you.
Keep going about what? Her uneven bra padding? You look like you're smuggling a lime and a coconut.
Go away, loser.
Good one. Tell that to the stitching your ready panties or wear higher jeans on laundry day.
Damn, that just made me snuff, yo.
You know what? You're dead.
You're bow-legged.
No.
See ya.
Women of Greendale,
this cafeteria is hereby declared a bitch-free zone.
Don't worry, I come in peace. Now, whatever medicated shampoo you're using seems to be doing the trick.
Oh, what do you want?
To restore the natural order.
What are these?
Destruct codes.
Horsenet. So, what's with the clothes? I mean, you look like a toddler who got dressed in the dark.
Snap! Here it comes, y'all.
Look at your face. It's like your mom was a lizard who got raped by a Muppet.
That burn was brought to you by the letter S, isn't Snap?
What? Too hurt to respond? That's right. You don't have feelings.See, the rest of us feel ashamed of ourselves, so we act like bitches to make ourselves feel better. But you did it to fit in, and no matter how hard you try, you never will.
Snap, 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 give it up.
Yes, it's a hilarious clip if you know the entire storyline.
你需要是一个喜剧来的。
Now, words can hurt, as you can see from the clip.
话语是可以造成伤害的。
It can be extremely rude, abusive, insulting, condescending, and downright hurtful.
它是可以非常粗鲁、辱骂、侮辱、居高临下、彻底的伤害。
James tells us with no surprise that no human can tame the tongue.
不奇怪的，雅各告诉我们，唯独舌头没有人能制服。
Does this mean it is hopeless for us to try?
这是否是说我们连尝试都没有希望吗
？If no humans can tame the tongue, who can?
如果没有人能够制服舌头，那么谁能呢
？I believe that James is telling us that our tongue can only be controlled by ourselves and with help from God and the Holy Spirit.
我相信雅各是在告诉我们，我们。只有借着圣灵和上帝的帮助，才能够由自己来控制舌头。
No one can tame your own tongue except yourselves.
除了你自己以外，没有人能够制服你的舌头。
In the earlier video clip, only Abed could tame his own tongue. with his own set of destruct codes.
在之前的影片里，只有阿比特可以用自己的一套自毁代码来驯服自己的舌头。
Allow me to share part of a song lyrics written by a young American songwriter, Dave Barnes, entitled "Sticks and Stones."
请让我和大家分享一个年轻的美国创作歌手 Dave Barnes 所写的一首歌，名为《棍棒和石头》。
Don't worry, I'm not going to sing to you because I don't really know how to sing this song. I'm just reading the lyrics to you. Yes. Okay. You would have kept those words on your tongue if you had known the hurt they had done. While your fists stay by, right by your side, your words they bruise me deep inside.
你会留着你舌头上的那些话语，如果你知道他们所造成的伤害。当你的拳头停留在你身边，你的话却戳伤了我内心深处。
I'd rather have sticks and stones and broken bones than the words you say to me.
我宁愿有木棍和石块和断骨，也不愿有你对我说的那些话。
Cause I know bruises heal and cuts will seal, but your words bit the life from me.
因为我知道受伤会痊愈，而伤口会封闭，但你的话彻底的伤了我。
When someone beats you up, you might recover in 3 months.
当有人打你，你可能在三个月后就痊愈了。
But when someone says a hurtful word to you, you will still remember it after 3 years.
当有人说话伤了你，你在三年后你还会记得。
I'm not saying that physical abuse is less serious than verbal abuse.
我不是说身体的虐待没有口头的辱骂来的严重。
I'm saying that verbal abuse can be as serious as physical abuse.
我是说口头的辱骂和身体的虐待都是一样严重的。
And both must be restrained.
而两者都必须受到医治。
I came across this article on the internet, which I think is relevant for our discussion today.
我在互联网上看到这一篇文章，我认为和我们今天所讨论的是有关系的。
It says, the reality is that words can be just as painful, scarring, and brutal as fists and belts.
他说现实的情况是话语会和拳头和皮带一样带来痛苦、结疤和残酷。
Being proud of never striking your partner or child is wonderful if you're also being loving and respectful.
因从来没有打你的伴侣或孩子而感到骄傲是好的，但是只有你有爱心和尊重人。
If you believe also that as long as you don't hit your loved ones, you're okay, think again.
要是你相信只要你不打你的亲爱的人的话，你就是没事的话，请再想一下。
Abuse is the maltreatment of a person, and it is harmful, regardless of whether the weapon of choice is your hand or mouth.
滥用是对一个人的虐待，无论所选择的武器是嘴或者是手。
You can call it the hand-foot-mouth disease. Yeah.
手足口症。
The problem of uncontrolled speech is a frequent theme in the Old Testament and Jewish wisdom literature.
不受控制的话语这个问题是经常出现在旧约和犹太智慧文学里。
The Bible, especially in Proverbs, makes a correlation between our speech habits and righteousness.
圣经尤其是在箴言里说到我们讲话的习惯和正义之间的关系。
And also between wisdom and foolishness.
也说到智慧和愚蠢的关系。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8, the wise of the heart will receive commandments, but the babbling fool will run to ruin.
箴言书第十章第八节说到，心中智慧的必受命令，口里愚妄的必致倾倒。
The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
义人的口是生命的泉源，强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
With his mouth, the godless man would destroy his neighbor, but by knowledge, the righteous are delivered.
不谦敬的人用口败坏邻舍，义人却因知识得救。
There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的口舌却为义人的良药。
A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul.
愚昧人张嘴起争端，开口遭鞭打。愚昧人的口自取败坏，他的嘴是他生命的网罗。
And lastly, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
最后，生死在舌头的权下， 喜爱他的，必吃他所结的果子。
James points to us another problem with our tongue.
雅各也指出我们舌头的另一个问题。
I call it the two-faced tongue.
我把它称为两面的舌头。
James chapter 3 verse 9 reads, "If with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God."
三章九节里，我们用舌头颂赞那主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那造神形象被造的人。颂赞和诅咒从一个口里出来。
Like a double-edged sword, it serves two functions too.
就像一把双刃剑，它有两个功能。
We can either use it for good or for evil.
我们可以使用它来做好事或者做坏事。
We can use it to praise God and to curse people around us.
我们也可以用它来赞美神或者来诅咒人。
Are we hypocrites?
我们是伪君子吗？
Are we liars?
我们是骗子吗？
One moment we are deep in worship in the sanctuary.
我们这一刻在圣殿里崇拜。
The next moment, we are venting our anger and frustration at someone in church.
却在下一刻在教会里向某某人发泄我们的愤怒和挫折吗？
We are also very fond of using some phrases which seems harmless on the surface, but have negative effect on those who hear them.
我们也非常喜欢使用一些短语，在表面看上看来似乎是无害的，但对听到的人却是有负面的影响。
Here are some examples which I think we need to rethink using them in a casual context.
下面是一些例子，我认为我们需要考虑一下在使用他们的情况。
These are phrases I've heard in church. Some of them were used on me, and some I have used on others.
以下是一些在教会我听到的短语，其中一些是别人用在我身上，有一些是我用在别人身上。
Common harmless phrases like "Don't take it personally."
常见的有伤害性的短语如不要当成是针对你。
I'm just being honest with my feelings.
我只是老实告诉你我的感觉。
I'm just speaking my mind.
我只是把心里的想法说出来。
Shut up.
闭嘴。
You are old and useless.
你是又老又没用。
You are young and stupid.
你是又年轻又愚蠢。
Sometimes on the same person.
有时候是一样的。
Our words tell the world who we are.
我们所说的话告诉世界我们是怎样的一个人。
What we say speaks volume about our character and personality.
我们所说的话语说明了我们的个性和性格。
What we say reveals more about ourselves, our inner being, than what it says about others.
我们所说的话透露我们自己内心比透露别人的更多。
Very often, behind the face of an angry man or an angry woman lies also a person deep in hurt.
很多时候，一个愤怒的男人或女人的背后，是一个深深受到伤害的人。
Sometimes when the hurt in us are not completely resolved, we unleash hurt and pain onto others.
有时在我们的伤害在还没有完全痊愈时，我们会不知不觉中释放我们的伤害和痛苦在别人身上。
When we ask people to be patient with us, we must also be patient with others.
当我们要求别人对我们有耐心，我们也必须对别人也有耐心。
Like what Pastor Xiaohui reminded us in his previous sermon, quoting the golden rule, do unto others what you want others to do unto you.
就如小辉牧师上周所说到的，引用他的金科玉律，己所不欲，勿施于人。
The tongue has taken on a different form in the modern age.
舌头在今日的时代以不同的形式出现。
Even though the form may have changed, its function and its effect remains.
尽管它形式有了变化，但是它的功能仍然存在。
Words written in emails, Twitters, and Facebook continue to hurt people today still.
写电子邮件、Twitter 和面部的话语，今天仍然继续的伤害人。
Words as communication of thoughts and feelings become modern substance of abuse.
作为思想和感情的沟通的话语，已成为被滥用现代的物品。
Recently, there have been so many reports of online about abuse on Facebook and Twitter.
最近很多有关于那个面部和 Twitter 被滥用的报告。
Local blogger celebrity Xia Xue took revenge on those who wrote mean things about her on Facebook by exposing their identity on her own blog.
本地博客名人在他的博客里公开那些伤害他的人的身份来进行报复。
We think we can hide behind being anonymous on social network online.
我们认为我们可以躲在社交 网络的后面来保持匿名。
But it's far easier to track someone online today than 10 years ago.
但是现在要在网上追踪一个人，比起十年前是容易很多。
So what you write or post or blog today will remain in the internet space for a long, long time.
你今天所写的、所发表的、所 blog 的，将会在网络空间里一个很长的时间。
Faceless, non-verbal words do not communicate emotions and sentiments as well as face-to-face communication do.
见不到面啊，听没办法用口来说话，就不能像面对面口交流这样，很好的把感情和情绪的交流。
Intentions of the writer are sometimes hard to decipher.
作者的意图有时候是很难了解的。
Emoticons can be helpful, but sometimes inappropriate.
表情符号有时候是会帮助，但是有时候会是不恰当的。
Language is constantly evolving.
言语是不断在演变的。
We are constantly learning new ways to communicate.
我们不断的学习新的沟通方式。
But sometimes when we fail to keep up,
但有时当我们未能跟上的时候，
we make the funniest mistake.
我们会做出最有趣的错误。
Here is a funny story about how a mother learns the meaning of LOL in the worst possible way.
这里是一个很有趣的故事，说到母亲在一个很糟糕的情况下知道 LOL 的意思。
Yeah. I won't read it to you, read it on your own.
请自便。
I'm sure some of you have read this before. Now, the Bible offers many practical advice on how we are to use our tongue.
圣经里提供了给我们很多如何使用我们舌头的实际的建议。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
以弗所书四章二十九节，污秽的语言一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Now the problem is we always think that whatever we say to others, it's helpful, no matter how we say it.
问题是我们始终认为不管我们怎样对别人说，我们所说的都是对他好的。
We meant it for his good.
我们是为他好的。
And we call it constructive criticism.
我们把它称为建设性的批评。
In the modern society, we are very fond of using constructive criticism with the intention to help someone to be a better person.
在现代的社会中，我们非常喜欢使用这个建设性的批评，为的是帮助某某人成为一个更好的人。
And actually, if it was used constructively and positively, it is a good way to build someone up.
实际上，如果它是有建设性和真的有积极性的，它是会一个很好的方式来造就一个人。
But the problem is we tend to criticize more than we construct.
但是问题是我们通常批评多过我们建设。
Of course, it is an art and science to be able to convey your message to someone without hurting the other person.
在不伤害其他人的情况下，而能够把传达你的讯息的，是一门艺术，也是一门科学。
It is indeed very challenging to do something like that.
是非常具有挑战性的。
There may be times when we need to tear someone down, and harsh words may be necessary.
有时我们可能需要撕毁某人，苛刻的话和那个是必要的。
Especially for those who are stubborn and obstinate.
尤其是对那些倔强和顽固的人。
But we must ask God for wisdom to know the difference.
但是我们必须向上帝祈求智慧，以便知道其中的差别。
Even in discipline, we can use kind and gentle words without anger and frustration.
即使在惩戒，我们可以用善良和温柔的话语，没有愤怒和挫折。
Later in this letter, James even went on to tell his readers to stop criticizing each other.
雅各在他信中的后面，甚至告诉他的读者。
In chapter 4, verse 11 to 12.
在雅各书四章十一到十二节。
The Greek word katalete is translated as speaking evil in the ESV and slander in the NIV.
希腊字 katalete。在 ESV 被翻译为讲邪恶，以及在和合版被翻译为毁谤。
It simply means to criticize, to speak evil of someone.
它的意思就是批评说某人的坏话。
It does not necessarily mean speaking falsehood.
但这不一定是指明他说是讲谎话。
Brothers and sisters, for the sake of Christ, can we learn to tame our tongue?
兄弟姐们、姐妹们，为了基督的缘故，我们可以学习如何驯服我们的舌头吗？
Let us not use harsh words unnecessarily and unrestrained.
让我们不要随便和无克制的使用苛刻的话。
Many times the things we want to say to others are important things.
很多时候我们要对别人说的话是重要的事情。
They are helpful things.
是有益的事情。
But can we learn to say them with more gentleness?
但是我们可以学习说得更加温柔吗？
Can we deliver the same message without the anger and frustration?
我们可以在没有愤怒和挫折的情况下传达同样的讯息吗？
Can we communicate in non-aggressive tones and manners?
我们可以学习如何以非气势汹汹的举止或者音调来沟通吗？
Let us be gentle with our words, speak words of kindness and grace and mercy rather than words that hurt others.
让我们所说的话是温柔的，说的是仁慈和恩典和怜悯的话，而不是伤害他人的话。
A kind word goes 1,000 miles.
好话行千里。
A hurtful word stays in your head for 1,000 days.
伤人的话 绕两千日。哇，
翻译得很好耶。
啊，谢谢。
I believe that one of the practical steps we can take today is learning to say could more than should.
我相信我们今天可以采取的实际步骤之一是学习如何说可以多过应该。
When we say to someone, you should do this and that, we place ourselves above that person.
当我们对人说你应该做这个做那个的时候，我们把自己放在那个人之上。
We express a sense of superiority complex that I know better than you, and therefore you should listen to my advice.
我们会表现出一种优越感，因为我认为我们知道的比你更好，所以你应该听我的。
The classic Chinese saying, I eat salt more than you eat rice.
中国人有一句经典的话，我吃盐比你吃米多。
Maybe this is the problem why so many older folks have high blood pressure.
这也许就是为什么老人家比较多有高血压的。
joke 啊 joke 啊 ，too much salt intake，、yeah.
吃太多盐。
Yeah. The point is that when we use could, we place ourselves at someone's equal.
问题是当我们使用可以时，我们把自己和那某某人是平等的。
Also in this way, no one is talking down on someone else.
在这种方式中，我们没有人在谈论中会贬低另外一个人。
And my advice is just one of many for you to consider.
而我的意见只是在你众多考虑中的意见的其中之一。
Maybe you could consider this.
也许你可以考虑这个。
We give the choice of making the decision back to the other person without hurting them and making the person feel like a failure.
我们在不伤害他或者不让他觉得自己很失败的情况下，把那个决定权交给那个人，让他做个选择。
So parents, could you consider using less should and more could when you speak with your children?
所以家长们，当你和你的孩子说话时候，你可以考虑使用较少的应该，而使用多一点，可以吗？
There you have it, a practical example right in the sermon.
你看，在讲道中一个实际的例子。
This advice is not just for parents.
这个不是仅仅给家长的意见。
It is also applicable to spouses, teachers, and bosses.
这也是为配偶、教师、老板等应用的。
Whenever we want to offer an advice to someone, consider using could instead of should.
当我们想要对另外一个人提出一些意见时，考虑使用可以，而不是使用应该。
I believe that if we put this into practice, we will be building up a community.Of faith more effectively and meaningfully than we are currently doing right now.
我相信，如果我们能够付诸实践，我们将比我们现在所做的，就是造就人们的信念上，更加的有效和更加的有意义。
The business of any church is to edify one another.
任何教会的任务就是彼此的启发
，and not to tear them down.
而不是摧毁对方。
Yes, there will be times when discipline needs to be in place.
是的，有时候是需要惩戒的。
Let's consider discipline in non-aggressive, positive, and constructive terms.
但我们总是可以考虑到使用那种非气势汹汹、是积极的和有建设性的惩戒。
I'm not expecting us to be angels, perfect in all ways.
我没有期望大家 像个天使，在各方面都是完美的。
But I think as Christians, we can strive to build our Christian life on principles of love, mutual respect, and understanding and forgiveness.
但我相信，我们基督徒的生活是建立在爱、互相尊重、互相理解和宽恕的原则上。
This is James' message to his readers, and it is the same message for us today.
这是雅各给他读者的讯息，也是今天和我们相同的讯息。
Tame your tongue.
驯服你的舌头。
Let us pray.